Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Moed Katan Daf Yud Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur in the middle of Daf Yud Tes. You'll notice on the side we have a Nosei Klali, a general topic heading, and we indicate that this will last till the end of the Masichta. And we call this the topic of Avelus. For many, this might appear to be a rather depressing topic. In fact, this section of Gemara is one of the exceptions to the rule of Torah learning prohibition on Tisha B'Av. However, this section by its very nature is allowed to be studied on Tisha B'Av. As such, some people actually have a minhag of giving tzedakah before embarking on this section of Gemara, being that this section deals with death, tzedakah tatzil mimoves. We believe that tzedakah saves from death, hence some have such a practice. So we continue now with the Mishnah, Hakover es meso, shloisha yomim kodim l'regel, one who buries his dead. And when we speak about his dead, we're talking about close relatives. There are seven close relatives: one's father, mother, a spouse, namely husband or wife, daughter, son, brother, sister. When they die, so one observes the practice of mourning, one sits Shiva, and then there's a second period of time, 30-day period of mourning, and for parents, an additional or total of 12 months. Each section of time is in, as time goes on, so the level of intensity decreases, and hence the amount of restriction decreases as far as what is not allowed for the avel. In our Mishnah, so we see someone burying his dead 3 days before a holiday. At that point, since he observed 3 days of mourning, the holiday has the power that when it arrives, it cancels the rest of the 7-day mourning period. That's Botlo Heimenu Gzeras Shiva. The rules that generally apply to the week of mourning are suspended. And as far as the opinion of the Mishnah, that is because he observed 3 days of mourning. There are other opinions on this matter, and that will be revealed as we go along in the Gemara. We continue, though, in the Mishnah. Shmoina, if a person buried his relative 8 days before the holiday, so he observed a full week of mourning, plus 1 day that's we call of the shloshim, of the 30-day mourning period. So with the observance of that 1 day of the shloshim period, botlu heimenu gzeras shloshim, the rest of the rules that are characteristic of that 30-day mourning period will no longer apply. The onset of the holiday neutralizes or voids that need. Mipnei she'omru Shabbos oyla ve'eino mafsekes. The power of the holiday is in contrast to Shabbos. Shabbos, every week, obviously, there's a Shabbos, so Shabbos doesn't cancel anything. It doesn't cancel the rules. Otherwise, you would never have a 7-day mourning period. So Shabbos Ole counts towards the mourning period, the 7 days, the 30 days. It's part of it. That's Ole. The Eino Mafsekes. It doesn't stop the mourning. Regolim Mafsekin the Einon Oilin. in contrast, the holidays, they stop and are not part of the counting. To the contrary, they stop, they cancel the need for any further counting. So Shabbos, as opposed to the holiday, Shabbos is part of it, and after Shabbos, you continue your counting of the Avelus, of the mourning period, but not so in the case of the holidays. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Kishabbos. We have a couple of opinions here with regard to different holidays. Up till now, when we speak about the Regolim, we're speaking primarily about Pesach and Sukkot. It's two of the three major pilgrim holidays where Jews would leave their homes and offer sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash. But after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres, which is another name for the holiday of Shavuos, is Kishabbos. It is treated in this context as Shabbos. It means it counts and doesn't stop the mourning period. This, by the way, is in contrast to Shavuos at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though, technically speaking, Shavuos was always a one-day holiday, nevertheless, there were an additional 6 days, a total of 7 days, during which a person could bring his Shavuos Korban. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Korban element to the holiday of Shavuos, so it remains as a one-day holiday. So with that in mind, Rabbi Eliezer says that Shavuos nowadays is viewed as Shabbos with regard to these rules. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim k'regolim. Rabbi Gamliel, he says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur actually have the same power as holidays. And that would be that they cancel the onset of Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur would cancel the need to continue the observance of the rules of mourning on the subsequent days. V'chachomim oimrim loy kedivrei ze v'lo kedivrei ze. The chachomim disagree with both opinions. Re'elo atzeres kiregolim. The holiday of Shavuos remains like a regular holiday. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim kishabbos. And those two holidays, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are like Shabbos. And that would mean that they count as part of the week of mourning, and you would continue the balance of the days that have not as yet been observed, you would continue their observance after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Before we go further in the Gemara, we note on the side the nosei, the topic heading, and mivnes, structural note. We have a trapezoid or volcano shape. These represent shnei deis, two opinions, al mahu hashpoas ptira shmoini yomim mifnei haregel al dine shloshim. What effect does a passing, a death, when it takes place 8 days before the holiday, what effect does it have on rules of Shloshim? Now, one of the restrictions that are characteristic of Shloshim is non-haircut. We do not take haircuts when we're during those 30 days that were preceded by a death. Omar Rav, Gzeras Botlu, Yomim Lo Botlu. The Gzera, the rule of 30, is Botel. And again, we're talking about a case where a death took place 8 days before a holiday. The holiday comes, and now what effect does the holiday have? So Rav says the effect the holiday has is Gzeras Botlu, Yomim Lo Botlu. That's a very vague statement. What that means will be manifest, will be explained in the Gemara. V'chein omer Rav Huna, gezeras botlu, yomim lo botlu. Rav Huna goes like Rav in his ruling. Rav Sheshes omer afilu, yomim nami botlu. Not only does the rule apply, but the days also, not only does the rule, is the rule of Shloshim suspended, but the days are also suspended. My taima yomim loy botlu. Now here we're not going to translate that literally, but rather, what does that mean when you say that the days are not botel, that the 30 days, the balance of the 30 days are not canceled by the holiday? She'im lo gileach erev horegel, osur legaleach achar horegel. What that means is that if a person didn't take advantage of the opportunity to have his hair cut before the holiday, again, the death took place 8 days before the holiday, so on the eve of the holiday, this was at the during the eighth day since the death took place, he had a chance to take a haircut. So according to Rav and Rav Huna, who say that Yomim Lo Botlu, that means to say that if you didn't take advantage of the opportunity before the holiday to take the haircut, then you cannot take the haircut after the holiday till the completion of the 30 days. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, says that the holiday cancels everything. All of the rules of the 30 days lock, stock, and barrel, and once the holiday arrives, following the holiday, you are, even if you didn't take your haircut before the holiday, you can take the haircut after the holiday, because the rule of the 30-day mourning period has been voided or canceled by the onset of the holiday. And we continue at the top of Omid Beis, V'hot Tanya, and support to the explanation we just gave for Shitas Rav is found in the following Tanaic source. HaKoyver es Meisai, Shloishi Yomim Koydim L'Regel Botlo Heimenu Gzeiras Shiva. One who buried his close relative 3 days before a holiday, with the onset of the holiday, there is no more observance of the rest of the Shiva period, of those 7 days. 3 days were observed, no need to make them up to observe another 4 days after the holiday. Shmoina Yomim Koydim L'Regel, a burial 8 days before the holiday, Botla Heimenu Gzeiras Shloshim. So the rules of the 30-day mourning period, which, as we said, includes a haircut restriction, well, that rule is then suspended or canceled, and he can take a haircut erev horegel. It means on the eve of the holiday. Im lo gileach erev horegel, if he did not take a haircut at that point, osur legaleach acharegel. Notice we dashed underline this because this is the reason we're bringing in this source, to show our explanation for Rav in this Tanaic source. So that when we say the holiday cancels the rules of 30, the 30-day mourning period, it really would be more accurate to say the rules are suspended, and it then becomes dependent on whether or not you demonstrated their suspension by taking a haircut before the holiday or not. If you didn't take the haircut before the holiday, so then you cannot take a haircut immediately after the holiday until the passage or the completion of the 30-day period. Abba Shol Omer, Mutter Legaleach Achar Horegel. Abba Shol disagrees. He's more lenient than the Tanakam and says you are allowed to take the haircut after the holiday, even if you didn't take the haircut before the holiday. Shekashem Shemitzvah Shloisha Mevatelis Gezeras Shiva. Just like the observance of 3 days before the holiday cancels the need to make up the balance of the 7 days after the holiday, kach mitzvas shiva mevatelis gzeras shloshim. So too, the observance of 7 days before the holiday cancels the need to make up a balance of the balance of the 30. The Gemara asks on a technical basis, this last line, we dashed underline word shiva, what does that mean? The 7 days cancel, the 7 days before the holiday cancel Shloshim Shiva, Vanan Shmoina Tanan, but we in our Mishnah learned 8 days before the holiday. If only then do we say that the rules of Shloshim are suspended. Why does Abba Shaul speak about 7 days when the Mishnah spoke about 8 days? The Gemara answers, Kosovar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul is of the unique opinion, or special opinion, that Mitzvas Hayom Kekulo, part of a day is considered like a whole day. So when day 7 arrived, 7 days after the death, and after the death and burial, so that beginning of that 7th day is considered as if you observed an entire 7th day. That's mixas. Mixas means part. Part of the day, kikulo, is like a complete day. V'yoyim shvi'i oyle loy lekan ulekan. And day 7 being that the first part is considered day 7, so the balance of day 7 is really considered, we'll say, day 8. So it counts in both directions. Day 7 counts in as 7. It also counts as if it were 8. And therefore, what Abba Shaul is saying is not really a contradiction to the Mishnah, but it's just another way of looking at how you count 8 days. On the side of the Gemara, we have a structural note, the Mivneh, a triangle, and double underline appears. These triangles are Shnei Piskei Halacha K'Abba Shaul U'Moidim Chachamim. There are two Amoroyim, you have Rav Chisdon, later Abaye. They rule like Abba Shaul, and it will be pointed out under what circumstances the Chachamim will concede to Abba Shaul. Omar Rav Chisdon, Omar Ravina Bar Shilo Halacha K'Abba Shaul. So Rav Chisdon says we will rule like Abba Shaul. Umoidim Chachomim LaAbba Shaul. Now, what does that mean to rule like Abba Shaul? Well, as we just said, that day 7 is considered 7 and 8. Mixas Hayom Kukulo. The Rabbonon don't agree with that on a basic level. However, the Chachomim will concede Umoidim Chachomim LaAbba Shaul Keshechal Shmini Shaloi Liois B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Imagine day 8 in this particular case falls out on Shabbos. Now you can't take a haircut on Shabbos, so you have a fellow whose relative had died 8 days before, namely on a Shabbos. So his day 8 comes out on a Shabbos, and that day 8 also is the day before a holiday. And you can see we have a little diagram of this on a timeline. So a person who is in that state, the Chachomim will agree to Abba Shaul Shemutur Ligaleach Be'erev Shabbos, that it will be mutur to take the haircut on Erev Shabbos. Now, based on what would a haircut be allowed on Erev Shabbos? So we would say, well, Erev Shabbos, so that's Friday, happens to be day 7. What did Abba Shaul say about day 7? Abba Shaul said day 7 is also viewed as day 8. Mitzvah Hayom Kuhu, the first part of Friday is considered 7, and the balance of Friday is therefore considered 8. So that the observance of 8 days has taken place, and as a result of that, we will allow a haircut to be taken. As long as you observe a fraction of the 30-day mourning period, and that's in form of day 8, that's enough. So the Chachamim will concede in this case to the position of Abba Shaul. Kaman as laha di Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav. Rav Amram Omar Rav says, Ovel kevon sheomdu menachmim me'etzlo mutur beruchitza. We should point out that amongst the different restrictions during the week of Avelis, the first week, the days of Shiva, includes bathing, a bathing showering restriction. So Rav says that the Ovel, the mourner, on day 7, day 7 in the morning, when the comforters, the menachemim, those that come for consolation, that to offer consolation, when they get up from him on day 7, even in the morning, they get up to leave from having offered the mourner consolation, the mourner is allowed to bathe, indicating that even just as even though it's still day 7, but as long as just a part of day 7 was observed under the circumstances of mourning, he can now bathe. So that idea of a fraction of the day counting as if it's a full day, keman ke'Abba Shaul, that rule would fit into the scheme of things, is the way Abba Shaul looks at things. Mixas hayom kikulo. Just a part of the day is considered as if you observe the full day, so that you finished your 7 days of bathing restriction, and now you can bathe. Omar Abaye, Halacha ka'abashol b'yoyim shiva. Umoidim chachom la'abashol b'yoyim shloishim d'yamina mixas hayom kikulo. So Abaye says that we will paskin like Abashol with regard to day 7, and the Chachomim will concede to Abashol insofar as Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo with regard to day 30. So that on day 30, just by observing mourners' restrictions for part of the day, the balance of the day is already considered post 30. So that, practically speaking, if one wants to have his hair cut on day 30 in the afternoon, there would be no problem, even according to the Rabbanan. Rava Omar, Halacha ka'abashol b'yoyim shloshim. The halacha will follow Abashol. Now, Rava is ruling, and we have, by the way, a new marking, the diamond, and it appears on the side, under the Mivneh heading, Machlokas Rava Unahardoi Im Lifsoik Kabashol the Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo Gam B'yoyim Shiva on the seventh day. So Rava says the Halacha will follow Abashol with regard to day 30, V'ein Halacha Kabashol B'yom Shiva, but the Halacha will not follow Abashol with regard to day 7. Again, when we speak about Abashol, he is synonymous with the idea of Mitzas Hayom Kekula, part of the day being viewed as a complete completion of the day. And Unahardoi Amri, Halacha Kabashol, Bezu Ubezu. The Halacha will follow Abashol, who is obviously the more lenient of the two opinions. The Halacha will follow Abashol not only with regard to day 30, but also with regard to day 7. I know that it was sounding a bit repetitive, but for some of you these may be very new ideas. So day 7 is the end of the Shiva period, and there are numerous restrictions, one of which is the bathing restriction. So if you say the halacha is like Abashol Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that means on the latter part of day 7 you would be allowed to bathe. And with regard to day 30, the 30 day mourning period is characterized by a haircut restriction. There are other restrictions, but we're trying to keep things very, very simple at this point and showing how Mixas Hayom Kekulo operates with regard to one of the different restrictions. So Mixas Hayom Kekulo vis-a-vis day 30, later on day 30, you would be allowed to have your haircut. The Omar Shmuel, now what's the basis of Nahardoi ruling like Abashol in both cases, both day 7 and day 30, based on Shmuel's teaching, that Shmuel says halacha kedivrei ha'mekel be'evel, that with regard to the rules of mourning, we accept the lenient opinion. So if you have a controversy, we'll always take the lenient opinion according to Shmuel, and that means the lenient opinion could be, even if it is a minority opinion, but he is a more lenient opinion, we will accept him. We continue with a new marking on the side. You see a bow tie featured. Mekoros la'avelu shloshim v'shiva. Sources for these numbers. We spoke about a 30-day mourning period, and we spoke about a 7-day mourning period. What are the sources for these? So if you just scan ahead in your Gemara, here we have shloshim is dealt with, and on daf chof amud aleph, just a trifle bit more than halfway down the page, you will see a second bow tie introducing Minayin Lavelus Shiva, the source for 7. Our Gemara continues, Shloshim Yoim Emnolan. Where do we get the number 30 for in the context of mourning? Yolif Pera Pera Minozir, a word comparison is made from the topic of the Nazirite. The Nazirite is someone who accepts through vow a wine and grape product drinking, eating restriction. And that's for 30 days. And the word para appears in that context, and it appears also in the context of mourning. And hence we come to 7, and that's how we come to the number 30. Ksiv hocha, it says here with regard to, we'll say, the topic of mourning. And we should be a little more specific. This is from Vayikra Perek Yud. It's a reference to the sons of Aaron. Aaron had lost two sons, Nadav and Avihu, and he had two sons that remained, Elozer and Isamar. So the Torah addresses the survivors and says, Roshechem al tifro, your hair you shall not let grow. In other words, there is an instruction here for Elozer and Isamar that they should take haircuts. And we learn from that they are an exception. They take haircuts, but others do not. So the emphasis here is on the inference. The others, other Avelim, are not to let their hair, are not to take have their hair cut. Uksiv Hasam Gadel Pera Se'ar Roisho. Notice you have the word Pera here by the Nazir. That pasuk is Bamidbar Vov. That's in the parsha of Nazir. Ma Lahalon Shloishim. With just like there, with regard to the Nazir who's instructed to leave his hair grow for 30 days. Afkan Shloshim. So too, with regard to an Ovel, he too is a 30-day non-haircut term. The Hossam and Olan, how do you know over there by Nazir 30 days, that the Nazir remains with his hair uncut for 30 days? Omar Rav Matona Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Rav Matona answers with the basic Nazirus, unless a person says otherwise, unless he extends the Nazir period, a basic Nazirus is 30 days. My time, and what's the source for that? Omar Kro Kadosh Yiyeh. The Pasuk says Kadosh Yiyeh, and the word Yiyeh, Begematria Talsin Havu. The numerical value of the word Yiyeh, each letter in Hebrew has a numerical equivalent. So the Yud represents 10, it's actually the 10th letter of the alphabet, and the Hey, the 5th letter, is equal to 5. So you have 10 and 5, 10 and 5, a total of 30. So Yiyeh b'gematria t'losin havu equals 30. So from the word comparison between the topic of Nazir, which equals 30, and mourning, like we saw by the Bnei Aaron, the surviving sons of Aaron, also 30 days of mourning. And the halacha that we're featuring or focusing on right now is the haircut restriction for 30 days. Before we go further, we have a topic heading that we glance at the side. Lo amrinon mixas hayom kekulo legabi yoim hashlishi bekoiver meso shloshi yomim lefnei haregel. Our Mishnah mentioned that if one buries his dead 3 days before the holiday, so then the onset of the holiday cancels the rest of the Shiva. We do not say vis-a-vis that day three, part of the day is considered a whole day. Omar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yoshua, Hakol Moidim, everyone agrees, even Abba Shoul, who we associated before with the concept of Mixas Hayom Kukulo, he will concede, Keshechal Shlishi Shelo Leyois Erev Horegel, if the third day comes out on Erev Horegel, on the it's the day before the holiday, She'osur Biruchitzo Ad Erev, bathing, which is one of the restrictions of the 7-day mourning period, bathing is not allowed until darkness, until the holiday sets in. Omar Av Nechemio, Braid Rav Yeshua, Ashkachtinu L'Rav Popi U'L'Rav Popo D'Yasvi V'Ko Amri. Rav Nechemio says, I met up with Rav Popi and Rav Popo that were sitting, and they were saying, Halocha K'Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, that the halocha follows what he just said, that bathing will be restricted till the holiday sets in that case where the burial took place 3 days before the holiday. 3 full days of mourning must be observed. Iko di Amri, another version, and you'll see the difference here is in terms of the names. Omar Rav Nechemia, Bray Derav Yosef, before we had a Rav Nechemya Brei de Rav Yoshua, here we have a different version, we said, by way of names. Rav Omar of Nechemya Brei de Rav Yosef, Ashkachtinu, the Rav Popi, the Rav Popa, the Rav Huna Brei Yeshua. Here, Rav Huna is together with Rav Popi and Rav Popa as opposed to the first Lashon, as opposed to the first version. And I found these three rabbis saying, the Asvi Bukram, they were seated and saying, HaKol Moidim, Shim Chalshli Shishlo Lios Erev HaRegel, Sha'osir Bufitzo Ad HaErev. It's the same halacha that we had before. Everyone agrees, even Abba Shol, who is known, was associated with Mitzvah Hayom Kiklul, he will concede that we don't apply that concept to day three that is prior to the holiday. And therefore, bathing will not be allowed till the evening. Three full days must have been observed. Before we continue, we glance at the side under the Nosei, the topic heading, HaKoiver Meso Boregel, Haim HaRegel Oyla Leminyan Shloshim, one who buries his dead on the holiday itself. Now, when that takes place, we know that the person must observe the rules of Shiva mourning after the holiday. What about the rules of 30? Does the holiday count toward the total of 30? Even though the holiday does not count toward the Shiva, does the holiday count toward the number, the full amount of 30? And with that, then, we could say a mere 23 days after the holiday, he would then be allowed to have his hair cut, or no. Or do we say the holiday doesn't, the clock that accounts for the rules of Shloshim doesn't start running until after the holiday altogether? Bomine Abaye Merabo, Kovru Boregel. A burial took place on the holiday itself. Regel oyle lo leminyan shloshim oy ein regel oyle lo leminyan shloshim. Do we say that the holiday counts toward the 30? Do you get credit towards the total of 30 by the days of the holiday, or no? If you skip the brackets, that enables us to get to the answer immediately. Abai had asked this question of Rabba. Omar Le, skipping the brackets, Rabba says, Einoi Oila. He answers the question, says it does not count toward the total of 30. In other words, you have to start the counting of 30 after the holiday. Now, let's go back over the bracketed section. We've used a double underline to emphasize the numbers 7 and 30. Leminyan Shiva lo kome bayali de lo nohago mitzvas Shiva beregel. As far as even thinking that the holiday would count toward the 7 days of mourning, the initial 7 days of mourning, that doesn't even begin as a question. It's obvious that it does not. For example, the rules of Shiva include, for example, non-wearing of shoes, flipping over of one's bed. Now these are practices that one does not do on the holiday. So the holiday stands in contrast, in contradiction, so to speak, to the rules of Shiva. Therefore, the holiday cannot possibly count towards Shiva when the practices of the holiday are in diametric opposition to the practices of Shiva. That's what the Gemara means when it says that the lo nohago mitzvah Shiva bregel, the rules of Shiva of the 7 day mourning period aren't practiced on the holiday. Ki komi bayali, the question arises leminyan shloshim, regarding the total of 30 days, do you get credit toward that ends by the days of the holiday? To ko nohago mitzvah shloshim bregel. For example, During Shloshim, one is not allowed to have his garments pressed. He's not allowed to take a haircut. Well, that's true with regard to the holiday as well. One does not press his garments on the holiday. One does not take haircuts during the holiday. So there's a similarity between the holiday practice and the rules that are associated with Shloshim. For obviously different reasons. One is joyful and one is mournful. But in practice, they overlap or they're similar. So maybe you get credit toward the total of 30 by the passage of the holiday itself. So that's the question. And now Omar Le Rabba answers, Einoi Oile, you don't get credit toward the total of 30 by the days of the holiday. Eisve. Now here we have some markings to note. We have a house marking, and on the side we indicate that these house markings are kushios, are questions that will challenge Rabba. And the volcano shape that you see highlights Misame Resha V'Seifa. There are two parts of the source, and we want to highlight them, and it will be helpful when we finish the source on the upper part of Chof Amud Aleph. Esvei. Hakoyveres Mesoi Shnei Yomim Koidim Horegel, one who buries his dead a mere 2 days before the holiday. Moine Chamisha Yomim Achor Horegel, he must count a balance of five more of the seven mourning days after the holiday. Umalachtoi Nasis Ayidei Achirim, the work that he needs to do will have to be done by others. His servants and bondmaids do their tasks in private. That is as far as those five makeup days after the holiday. But during those makeup days, there is no expectation, no need for the public to come to offer him consolation, because during the holiday he was being visited by his friends. Shikvar, the Gemara continues here at the top of Amud of Chof Amud Aleph. Shikvar nisasku bo beregel. The public has already tended to him, consoled him during the holiday. Klolo sheldover. The rule is kol shuhu mishum evel regel mafsikoi. V'chol shuhu mishum iske rabim ein regel mafsiko. Those things that are mishum evel, that are, we'll say, mourning associated, that has to be made up after the holiday. So he has to observe five more days of restricted activities after the holiday. And therefore, those things, we say as the rule, anything that is mishum evel, so regel mafsiko, the holiday stops the clock, and he has to make it up afterwards. And that which is mishum iske rabim, that's a term meaning the public consolation. So things that are related to the public and their consolation, so the regel doesn't stop the clock on that. People continue to console him even during the holiday over his recent loss, and therefore there is no need to make that up after the holiday. Kavroi shloisha yomim besof horegel. Let's say a burial took place 3 days before the end of the holiday. So there were 3 days of holiday that remained from the point that he buried his relative. Moina shiva achar horegel. He will count a full 7 days after the holiday. Arbo yomim rishonim rabim misaskim bo. Of those 7 days of mourning, so the first four of those days, the public is expected to visit and offer their consolation. Shloshi yomim achron, the last 3 days of those seven post-holiday days, ein rabim misaskin bo, the public is not expected anymore to console him. Shikvar nisasku berego, they had already consoled him 3 days, the last 3 days of the holiday. So as far as the public was concerned, they had 3 days of the holiday to console him, and four more days after the holiday. So of the total seven that he, the mourner, observes his mourning, only the first four of those he is to be consoled by the public. V'regel oile loi. Now, the closing expression here says, and the regel counts toward the total. My lav asefa. Is it not so that this is referring to the seifa? Now, Rashi says, my lav asefa, hodetoni v'regel oyle l'minyan, that says, the regel oyle, that's l'minyan shloishim. That the regel counts, that's a reference to the counting of 30. Hainu asefa, a kovro b'regel, that's a reference to the case of the burial that took place on the holiday. V'tifshot mina, and let's conclude from here, the chikovro b'regel, oilu l'minyan shloishim. And conclude from here that the holiday does count toward the counting of 30. The kashi l'rava d'yomer eino oila, and that would be a challenge to Rava. Now, it's important for us to appreciate that Rashi, as far as Rashi is concerned, it's very clear that this latter part of the source, even though in the Gemara text that we have, we don't see Shloishim mentioned, but the expression Oilulo was taken to mean by Rashi, it counts toward 30. That's the initial understanding, as we see in the Rashi. And that, if you understand it like that, that regel oilulo means that the regel counts toward 30, that would be a kasha on that which we saw on the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis, where Rabbah had paskined that the holiday does not count toward the total of 30. So the Gemara responds, loy. Aresha, when it says v'regel oilulo, that is a reference to the resha. Going back to the case of someone buried 2 days before the holiday, in a case like that, we will say that the regel counts toward the total of 30. And the reason for that is because before the holiday, he began mourning observance. But if someone was buried on the holiday, so that remains unresolved from here. So that we thought we had a kasha on Rabbah, the Gemara says no, the regel oilulo, that the regel will count toward the completion of 30, that is true, but only in the case where the burial took place 2 days before the holiday, which afforded the mourner an opportunity to observe rules of mourning already prior to holiday. That got it. That got the clock started, so to speak, with toward the goal of 30. So there, and only there, will the holiday count toward the total number. Esve, again, we challenge Rava with another source. Again, the question here lasts a number of lines. Regel oyle loy l'minyan shloshim. Here you see it very clear that the holiday counts toward the number 30, to the total of 30. Ketzad, well, under what circumstances? Kovroi betchilas haregel, moine shiva acha haregel. If someone was buried on the first day of the holiday, so the mourner will have to count 7 days of mourning after the holiday. And whatever work that he has to do, that shall be done by others. His servants will do their tasks in his house privately. The public is not expected to comfort him after the holiday. Shikvanis asku boi beregel. They already dealt with him. They already consult him during the holiday. Veregel oile lo, and the holiday counts toward the total of 30. Well, this would be very clear. Tiyufta, and this is a clear refutation of Rabbah's ruling. Ki osa rovin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu kovro beregel. Ravin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even if the burial took place during the holiday, where there was no pre-holiday mourning observance, the holiday counts toward the total of 30. V'chein ori le Rabbi Lozer le Rabbi Pedos Brei, Afilu Kovro Boregel, even if the burial took place during the holiday. When there was no pre-holiday mourning observance, nevertheless, the holiday does count toward the total of 30. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.